The World Health Organization is asking for help fighting an outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus in Angola in southwestern Africa. So far, the virus has infected 200 people, killing 173 of them. But health workers fear that there are many more cases that have not been counted. Here's NPR's Richard Knox.
6 of Angola's 15 provinces are affected, largely because people are fleeing from the epicenter in the northern province of Wij. Dr. Krista Kitts of Doctors Without Borders says she's begun to see Marburg cases in and near the capital of Luanda, a city of more than 3 million.
Without having been to Wij or without having had a contact to Wij, there are already cases in Luanda, meaning that the urban transmission has started, and that's bad news.
Nobody knows how the outbreak got started, but Kitts says traditional burial practices are spreading the virus.
In rural areas, they wash the dead body, and then the family drinks this washing water and has a meal at the site of the dead body, and then everybody kisses the dead body goodbye. We lost one child because of this procedure.
The WHO, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and other agencies are trying to find and isolate known cases, but health workers are having difficulty. A WHO spokesman says case-finding efforts in Wij have been suspended because local people began harassing health workers, even stoning one WHO vehicle. They fear the outsiders brought the disease. The CDC has flown a portable lab to Luanda to diagnose Marburg cases, but the lab can't operate because electricity is sporadic. WHO's representative in Angola, Dr. Fatmata Binda Diallo, yesterday appealed to the international community for $3.5 million in emergency aid.
We need to strengthen the health system in this country. They are just coming out from a very long war. The health system and facilities are weak.
The outbreak will be controlled, Diallo says, but we don't know when. Richard Knox, NPR News.